14th day of January 2019. Agenda for a regular session court today. And as our normal procedure, we'll open with pledges and prayer. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Texas flag?
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Join me for prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning just asking blessings over everyone in this courthouse. Lord, and just bless this meeting and have it to be done to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Have a motion for the previous meetings.
I'll make the motion to approve minutes from previous meetings.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I don't think there's any line item budget amendments. Need a motion to pay the Clay County Memorial Hospital bills?
I'll make a motion to pay the hospital bills.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And we're going to skip number five, that's done last court meeting. Number six is the accounts and reports relating to the finances of the Clay County.
I'm making motion to pay the Clay County bills.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And we're going to skip number seven. Number eight is consent to enter.
None.
None.
And I have none also. Anything to submit as surplus or salvage?
Nope.
Number 10 is purchase of furniture or equipment.
Nope.
No.
Anyone here to address the court this morning? Number 12, we're going to skip. Number 13 is mitigation plan, and I see Billy Carlton's not here this morning yet, so we'll go back to that if he shows up. Burn ban. We also always get Billy's opinion on that, so. Anybody have anything you want to say about a burn ban?
That mud band.
Mud band? Okay, we'll let that go unless Billy comes in with different information. Number 15 is County Treasurer's 2018 monthly report.
I'll make the motion to approve the County Treasurer Daniel Bugworth's December 2018 monthly report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody have anything you want to add? Nothing new. Okay. I guess Jenna's cat's the only new news we got around. So. You can bring it up here and show it to us one of these days.
I don't know about that.
You need to bring it next court.
What's her name or his name?
Petey.
Petey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I guess we...
Yes, put that in the minutes.
No action taken.
Yeah, right, okay. I was going to ask you, have you heard back from the people about the courthouse picture that we were going to...
I have not. I sent a request for a quote, and I haven't heard back, but okay. I'll let you know.
Yeah, there's a picture of the courthouse over in the courthouse that was had the clock tower on it, and it was looking pretty weathered and beat up. It's in a wooden frame, and Sasha is had called a company that redoes the books and restores our county books. they do a great job at restoring that old paper and everything, and we're just going to see if they can do that picture, to see what it would cost to get that picture.
There are some other copies of that around.
Yeah, I don't know, I probably seen them around too, but I don't know for sure where.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
It's got the clock tower.
But is it, where is the picture?
It's in my office now.
Here?
Yeah, it's in her office down there. She's called that company to be.
Is it big?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me tell you about that.
Okay.
During the centennial in 73, I guess some of you weren't even born then, but we took a bunch of local pictures to a place in San Antonio that would enlarge them. And that is simply an enlargement of a picture that's available in other places. So it might be simpler just to locate the one. I'll go in there and look at it in a minute and see if it's the one I've got or if we did it somewhere else. But we had several of those, and we put them in store windows around town during the centennial mm-hmm. in 73, just for people, you know, to wander by and see stuff. Is it the old one that has all the buggies and stuff around the outside or old
there's,
car?
There's one wagon with 10 horses.
Okay.
A mule one that's sitting on one side. That's, but it looks like it's under construction.
Where is it in your office?
It's just leaned up on that big Hydrix map on the wall right around the corner.
I'll go in there and look at it in a minute and see, because I know we did that because I actually took them down there myself.
See like if the Historical Society has the original or something.
Yeah.
That probably
would be because blowing it up would be a lot cheaper than trying to restore, particularly since that was if it's the one I think it is, was really just one we had blown up. And this was a professional place, but it wasn't a restoration type place. It just blew them up so you could use them, and all of them faded over the years.
Well, this one's large already. I mean, this wide and that tall.
Right.
But it's in an old wood frame.
I'll bet you that's it, because it hung in my office up at the courthouse when I was judge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll check into that.
I'll go look at it and see if I think I'm right about that. And I have one that's pretty clear in my computer, and I've got one hanging on the wall.
We just thought we would see what it cost to get this one redone, just because it's in pretty bad shape, and I hate to lose it. I mean, you know, if it didn't cost a whole lot to fix it, might as well.
I think I actually made that frame for it after the centennial. After we had them hanging around.
Could you take the ones you got and have them? We could have them blown up.
Probably. I don't know right now who you'd get, because that outfit's not in existence in San Antonio, at least I don't think it is. But I don't remember what all we, I remember we had one, it actually got it in my house, just rolled up of some old teams hauling, I believe, cotton over in the buyer's area. We just had random mm-hmm. stuff, and that was one of them.
It's a neat old picture. Well, I guess if there's nothing else, we are done.
Do I need to get on the agenda to give you all this?
Yes.
You established the fund. Do I need to?
Mm-hmm. I guess probably get on the next agenda for that. Jeff, if you would, please.
Okay.
Kirk did part of it, but he was going to leave that for you. And then I assumed it was going to be on the agenda today, but I didn't know what had transpired there, so.
I didn't know I was going to be here for about an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, I guess we are adjourned then. Thank you.
Mark.